Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us for Comic Book Club's first show of 2013. And now, here are your hosts, Justin Tyler and Pete LePage.
Oh, geez. Welcome to Comic Book Club, ladies and gentlemen. We are your hosts, Pete LePage and Justin Tyler.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Hold on, I'm following a maze. I'm like Jeffy from Family Circus right now. Boom. Comic reference, right? You guys are on board with that? You guys, we're only doing comic strips in 2013! And let's give it up for the man in the booth, Boothman! Oh. 2013 Boothman is way different.
Is my mic working?
No, perfect. See, that's what happens.
Awesome. Now, how's this?
Great.
Yeah, great.
So, Pete, New Year's.
Yeah.
What are your hot resolutions for the new year?
Oh, like I'm going to fucking tell you.
Okay.
Yeah, very personal.
This is a talk show, not a I'll fucking tell you show.
Maybe we should think about changing it.
No, yeah.
I would like to say that I got a late Christmas gift today, and it's fucking Punisher slippers.
Wow.
Just because I'm wearing slippers doesn't mean I'm going to be nicer. I just want
to... I would not... Your slippers have two giant skulls on them.
Yeah, they do.
I wouldn't expect that to translate. Best. But you're very close to being like a recluse at this point. I can already hear your fingernails growing to be several feet long.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, think about it.
Yeah, I'm going to work on that. How about you, Mr. Do you have any resolutions, things you want to make yourself
resolution?
Better?
Yeah, on the show I'm going to try to interrupt you more. I don't think I've been doing it enough.
Oh, man.
For everyone
that would
at home.
Be really good for my health.
Yeah, no, good. I just want to cut you off, hopefully just syllables this year for you. And then we're going to find a third co-host for the show, I think, finally. After 6 years, maybe, we're going to get a third guy up here.
Because we don't need it. Getting married?
Nope, I think he's married with a child.
Oh, right, yeah. No, his brother's
You should get
getting...
to know him. We've been doing this for a long time.
His brother's getting married, so that's where he is.
Nice. Well, you know what? Let's get this show started. We have some exciting guests.
Yeah.
Please welcome to stage writer Neil Turretz, and from This Good Robot, Michael Ragosta.
Yeah. Hup. Welcome. Guys... So far, you're going to have to share a mic until we can figure it out. Sharing a mic.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, guys. Thank you for coming out.
Aw, look at that. Yeah, brother's got a hug.
Be friendly and be close.
Yeah.
So, Michael, we'll start with you since you're holding the working microphone. That's
how's
how
going?
They do it on The View.
Yo, you have no idea how excited I am to be here.
Thank you for saying that.
I'm not going to lie.
Come on, here's $20.
I'm really nervous. I just made a lot of money. Yeah. I'm really nervous, though. The last time I was interviewed about comic books, our label had set it up, and I was in a different band at the time, and they were like, yeah, they just want to interview bands that read comic books. And I was like, that's perfect. That's what I do. So 15 minutes before the interview, I find out that it's for MarvelComics.com, and it's just about bands that read Marvel Comics, and I read everything but Marvel Comics at that time.
Oh, wow.
At that time.
Wow.
Since then, I've done a lot of growing up. I'm reading everything now, and I am fucking prepared to be here.
Yeah!
Wow.
All right.
Yeah, that interview was a disaster.
Oh, really?
It didn't even go up. It was like, the guy was just like, so you don't read comics, huh? And I was like, I love Madman and Preacher. And the guy was just like,
he turned on
those are not Marvel Comics. I was like, oh, no.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's really hard.
So this is my chance to redeem
myself. For Marvel.com.
I know. Like,
and that interviewer sounds like a little bit of a wallflower himself.
Oh, well, what are you going to do?
Yeah, okay.
Was it you?
Huh? Yes. I've had a lot of jobs.
It was a phone interview. I don't know.
Hey, bro. Do you read Marvel Comics?
I think it was your drug dealer.
You Marvel Comics pusher.
So you do a lot of geeky things.
I do.
First off, I mean, you're in a band, but your band has Robot in the name.
Science fiction band, science fiction rock music, which basically we have laser guns and we sing about zombies and superheroes. And
yeah, totally.
He hates us.
No, I know.
he hates everything.
He's 45 years old.
And we sing about the comics that I read, and then you know, like about the comics that I want to write, and we've finally started doing that, writing comics that go along with the songs and stuff like that. And
you have an album that, tell me if I'm using this term correctly, drops today?
Dude, that thing fucking dropped today.
day.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Well, album release party. Yeah.
Digitally, it dropped today. If the physical copies had been out, we wanted to put them under all your seats like an Oprah, you know?
Oh,
like
you get an album.
But it's not out yet, so I'm sorry. We'll come back in a month and we'll try it again.
Yeah. Well, there's Wi-Fi underneath your chair, so just reach down and grab it.
So get on iTunes. Here's the download code. Yeah.
That's the way. It's a modern Oprah.
It's on iTunes now. It's the re-release of our EP that we put out last year with 5 new songs, some acoustic stuff. So
the double EP.
It's a double EP.
Okay, is that a term? I'm not an double insider, EP. Not a music insider, but
it
can we use that term?
Like you are.
It sounds like
no,
a double EP.
No, you are.
Yeah, no,
you are. Who do you work for? Warner Brothers? What do you work?
Yeah, I work for Warner Brothers. EMI.
Wow.
Is that a thing?
Wow.
EMI.
Maybe.
David Geffen.
That might be.
Am I talking? Am I saying things?
If you turn everything you're saying into a question at the end, we're not confident in what you're saying.
I'm not confident in what I'm saying. And you're working on comics. Tell me about. So are these about the songs on the album? Are they like sort of sequels to that? Or like, what is it?
Well, we had always been, every song was kind of like this ongoing story that I was writing in my head, and I couldn't like sit down and attack it the right way. Like I couldn't like I just wanted to write the ending, and then I wanted to So
writing is hard. We get
it. Yeah, dude. Right, you're a writer.
So
right,
we'll talk to the writer in a second.
Finally, I started going song for song. So I picked the song with the most action in it, and I was like, all right, well, I'm going to write that issue. And so going song for song, it's been a lot more successful. And first issue is the script is done. It's in an artist's hands. A really talented girl named Sally. I'm going to fuck up her last name. So I'm
nice.
Cantorino. Nice. Sally Cantorino, really talented girl. So she's going to be drawing it for me. And I'm working on some other projects with some other artists, a guy named Zach Myers, who's really talented. So I'm really excited to see what comes out of all that.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
cool.
Hopefully end up with a comic book, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's the point.
Right? That's the idea. And you work in a comic book store as well.
I do. One way or another, all I want to do is get my paycheck from comics somehow. Nice. I know that there's no money in comic books.
I don't know. There are a lot of members of your band are in the crowd here.
I know. Which is why, I'm trying to tie it all together and stuff like that. But, whether I'm dealing original art or, working at a comic book store, I just need to make sure that some aspect of my life is devoted to nothing but comic books.
Yeah.
So even my band is, in a way, devoted to comic books. And none of them really read comic, like
none of them read.
He's reading Saga. He read Rising Stars. He read Preacher. But like they don't. They read what I make them read. You know.
Nice. So cool.
Yeah.
So you tell them all sorts of stuff.
But I work at like the greatest comic book store in the world.
Yeah. Well, you're saying it's down by Scott Snyder's, a frequent customer.
He is actually. I guess he lives around there, so he comes in and signs books a lot, and it's really great. But. Fourth World Comics, seriously, I've toured the United States like 50 times, and every time I get to a show, a venue, I Google Maps comic book store. Uh-huh. I've been to a comic book store in every state, and aside from your fine sponsors, seriously, you have my
play
have,
it no, really cool
you have
right
your
now.
Sponsors. I've got my sponsors. Okay,
sure,
I'm gonna make
sure.
some money real quick.
Sure.
Seriously, I. No comic book store is nice as Fourth World Comics. Smithtown, New York, if you're on Long Island. Except for Midtown. I'm sorry.
It's not like this is streaming in their store right now.
If you're in Long Island, seriously, Fourth World Comics, I can't recommend it enough. And since then, they've been nice enough to let me work there while I'm home every once in a while. And really, it's about the discount.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
I hope your sponsors turned off their computer, right?
They pay me, and I seriously, they hand me the cash, and then I go, okay, here are my books, and here's all that cash.
Yeah.
And then I reach for the wallet. And it's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I'm not making any money. That's okay, though.
Yeah. That's great.
That's a touching story.
It is. How are we good? Yeah.
Is that working?
I think it is.
Is it working?
Yeah.
All
Welcome
right.
to the party, Mr.
All
Neil
right.
Turrets. And that's what we call a technical transition.
Is there any time left?
Huh?
We're out of time, thank you for...
We got to wait for your mic to work.
Because I'm not prepared, unlike him.
Yeah, no, I know.
Completely unprepared.
Well, first, let's talk to your sponsors. Checkered button-downs?
I think this is a J. Crew shirt.
J. Crew, that's a hot sponsor.
Levi's.
501. And Champion Shoes. I've never seen that. Takes a little more to be a champion.
I'm one of a kind, let me tell you.
So, Neil, what have you been working on these days? You just wrote and directed a movie.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Sounds serious.
Yeah, it's very serious. It's called That Thing with a Cat.
That Thing with a Cat, and you would know as he is in it.
I'm an actor in the movie.
Oh, now
I've heard your show before. Huh? Are you a professionally trained actor?
No,
he is not professionally trained.
He is not professionally trained. Let me take the
floor.
Can
you give us a little?
Sure. Dude, seriously.
Well,
this guy's ridiculous.
Just a scene or something.
Just a scene? A solo scene?
Just a quick, like, whatever. Little monologue.
Oh, an audition?
Yeah, just
audition for you guys?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Hey, what do you got?
Shakespeare monologue? let me see if I can recall.
Forsooth.
Forsooth? No. You can, coming up as a classically trained actor, you have to memorize a lot of monologues over the years. But soft. Fair point.
Yep.
Fair point.
Thank you.
I thought it was okay.
What the fuck was happening?
It was just getting started.
Dude, talk about the movie.
We'll light through yonder window breaks. Go ahead.
We shot the movie back in June. Funny story, actually. I wrote this small part at the beginning of the movie. I wrote for Justin. Can you and I
we wrote it for me.
I wrote it for
him. Because he's a classically trained actor.
Thank you.
He appeared in Shakespeare in Stratford-on-Avon and the whole thing.
Sure he did.
Yep. He worked with Laurence Olivier.
Sure he did.
Yeah.
And
he worked for me. Well, I don't know. Well, how does
splitting
but
hairs.
You don't want to split hairs with a
can
guy.
We
with
stop
Larry.
Talking about Justin. Jesus Christ.
Oh, sorry, Pete. We'll turn it over to you. You'll get
no,
your time. We talked about your fucking shoes at the beginning.
They're
technically
slippers.
I guess.
Yeah. Slippers. Yeah.
Sure.
Coming from
we made this little movie. It's a dark comedy about a woman who hasn't left the building in 2 years who sets out to solve the mystery of who killed her neighbor's cat.
Whoa.
That sounds awesome.
Which we made for a little tiny bit of money up in the Bronx back in June, and now we've applied to Tribeca, and we'll see.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's exciting.
How does a guy like me get to see it?
Sorry?
How does a guy like me get to see that? Because it sounds
well,
awesome.
Well, if it gets into Tribeca, then you could see it there.
Yeah. He wants a screening.
But if
it, Tribeca?
Yeah.
Well, private you know, screening. I'm actually. I tell
what are
you
doing
I'm,
tonight?
Yeah.
Like this after this.
This
we
happens
don't really
a lot
know
on
each
our
other
show.
Well you got to take that fucking hat off.
Oh, wow. Wow. This is like this is a real culture
it's
clash.
A cunning
let me
hat.
Tell you.
But I should have worn my bow tie tonight. I would have fit in better.
Yeah, cool. Sure. Fit in. That's what we're talking about. You guys would have had to fist fight, literally.
Actually, you know what? When we're done, and they'll be finished probably in the next month or so with final sound and color correct, and I'm going to show the actors the movie. So if you blend it with him,
we'll work it out.
You can be the plus one, maybe.
I like that.
I play a grocery delivery man, so I don't know. my classical training was slightly underused, but I did get a little bit of old English in there. Right now you're working
some improv. And some improv as
I did improvise
well.
As well. I used the word
tomatoes.
Tomatoes are fresh.
Those tomatoes are fresh.
Guys,
it was mind blowing.
Don't spoil.
I sat at the monitor.
Don't spoil the tomatoes.
I sat at the monitor. I saw and I said, "He's a star! Yeah. I tell you, a star!"
Yeah.
God, you're way off.
My greatest role.
I was drunk at the time.
Yeah. We all have our times. So let's talk about you did some comics work a while back. You wrote a couple.
Sometime back, yeah.
A couple issues of the Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger and Tonto, actually.
Lone Ranger and Tonto.
Lone Ranger and Tonto. Lone Sorry. Ranger, the first series, is another series now. Brett Matthews wrote the main series. It was about 25 issues. And they did a series of specials four issues total because they wanted to do one trade. And I co-wrote with Brett the issues 2 and 4.
And then that's been turned into the Lone Ranger Tonto movie with Johnny Depp.
In fact, yes. Even though I'm
seeing
a lot of
cash from that, huh?
Yeah. Tons. That's why I'm here tonight.
Yeah,
you created
this
the
is
Lone
what's
Ranger?
Called a press junket.
That's right.
So when
I'm
you
talking
were,
to my peeps,
when you were creating the Lone Ranger,
right around the time I created the Green Hornet as well.
Yeah, nice.
So talented.
Like I said, he's
mass.
Very old.
So
I think
talented.
I emphasized
Seth
that
Rogen
earlier.
Seth Rogen owes me so much.
Yeah.
You have no idea.
Yeah, geez, that's his defining role as well, I believe. Everyone flips for that.
Yeah.
Because when you think superhero, you think Seth Rogen.
You think Seth
Usually.
Rogen, Michel Gondry.
Usually.
Sure.
You know, director.
Isn't it a shame that
no,
that
I
was him?
It.
Yeah,
I got the reference.
I'm sorry. Never
mind. No, I agree. Like it was such a, it seemed like such an exciting idea, but it was such a bummer of a
it
movie.
It seems like somebody you can trust.
I so almost did a spit take there.
Don't speak into your beer.
I so almost did a spit take
all over his iPad.
Yeah. Which one of these is the microphone? Okay, let's move on with this little section that we like to call the stack.
This is my favorite part of the show.
Yes, this is your favorite part of the show. We are going to talk some comics. We've made
which
a selection.
Which one are we
going
to talk about first?
Just cool your jets for 1 second. Your anger. I'm going to save the angriest one for last.
Damn it.
So we've chosen a few comics we want to talk about. We had a couple weeks off because of the holiday, so we're going to go back and talk about at least one from a couple weeks back. But first, let's talk about a little comic, Pete's pick, called Invincible number 99.
Yeah!
Pete, you love this. You love this fight. You love big dudes and stuff. Like, tell us.
Pete has often said to me how much he likes big dudes.
Loves big dudes.
Dude, there's nothing like a big dude.
I've only known you for like 2 hours, and I've heard you say that like six times.
Yeah, see? Is that your review then, or you want
to? No, I would like to talk about the comic.
Okay.
Yeah, this is setting up the death of everyone here. Issue number 99 before the big reveal of whatever is going to happen. But this was kind of a crazy issue. Whereas this whole thing of like, and you know, I feel like superheroes deal with this a lot. Sometimes to save people, you have to sacrifice others. So the dinosaur here has gone ahead and blown up a bunch of people, and then Invincible finds out about it and freaks out, and they start a fight, and then it has an amazing last page where he's just got Invincible's head and looks like he's going to squeeze it like a grape.
He says he's going to do that.
Can we talk about the gimmick?
Which gimmick do you mean?
I'm hoping in the next issue, the first page is just that head exploding everywhere.
If it's not, I quit.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I that's one of my favorite
books.
What
do you quit?
Yeah.
Everything.
You quit everything.
No,
wow.
No, one of my favorite books, absolutely, but they in this issue, it was all splash pages, right?
Yeah.
Nothing but splash pages.
Which is a fun
action. For anybody who doesn't
choice.
Know, no panels on the page. Yeah, so you think it's going to be all...
Yes,
who do you think
you're
talking to?
He thinks you're all dumb.
Yeah.
Well, I know
that
some of these
people... It's
like
seeing a bunch of paintings in a museum.
I know that a lot of these people don't read comic books.
You don't know. We don't know.
I'm just saying.
That's the audience. Once the stage lights are up...
Assume nothing.
The curtain raises.
You're right. No, so...
And everyone is... Okay, go ahead.
So I was super stoked about this issue. I mean, the storyline so far has been amazing, everything. But guy sitting at a computer... doesn't need to be a splash page. I'm just saying, like, all action. I want action every fucking page of that issue. If we're gonna have all splash pages, and if his head doesn't, he's looking at it.
He, I didn't even notice that. Yeah.
Doesn't need to happen.
Yeah.
Why don't you show
he does
all?
Have a lot of screens though in front of him. That's a lot of screens.
You want to capture that?
You need a splash page for that many screens.
But one of my favorite books. But if his head doesn't explode in the next issue, I'm going to be really upset.
Do you hate him, Robot?
No, I love everything about it. I love every character. But like they set up the Black Invincible and everything and all. Does that sound racist? Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely sounds
but
sounds
that's what
racist.
It is.
We
could have
just went right by it.
Yeah.
I mean, they already have another Invincible set up. They could kill him if they wanted to. It's called the death of everyone.
Well, that's
everyone.
What I think is really smart about the way he went about it is he killed like a lot of regular people in the world, and then I think he can get away with not killing one of the main characters, which I hope because I like all of the main characters right now.
Yep.
Sure.
Even though I know you hate Black Invincible, but
oh
like,
my god!
No, I'm just kidding.
There goes my career.
More like this good racist.
Whoa!
Wow. Actually, I think this racist
that's a
robot
limited edition
is
a T-shirt that's coming out next
show.
Month.
Oh, cool.
It's good.
Yeah,
the last page there.
And the next issue is 100, and
everyone's going to die.
Maybe, or perhaps not.
Issue 101 sucked. It's just black pages.
Just black people.
Oh God! Oh no!
Sorry. You just keep setting yourself up for things.
It's my fault.
I mean, Walking Dead 100 was the highest selling comic of last year. Invincible 100 coming out next week. Or next month.
We'll see.
Yeah. But I thought it was a great issue as well. So we're going to talk about something else. Let's talk about Hellboy in Hell number 2.
Yeah.
It's right in the name. Pete, you have been a huge Hellboy proponent in BPRD for many years.
Yeah, sure.
How have you been liking this? There's only been two issues. It's pretty dense. How do you like it?
Yeah, it is. There's a lot going on. And it's so crazy because even in the comic, Hellboy's like, wait, what? And they're like, there's no time. We have to keep, we have to keep moving. And even when Hellboy, the main character, is confused, I got no shot. it's a little – they're really trying to tackle a lot. And it's only issue two. Like, I don't know why they're trying to do that, but this is crazy. I mean, you would think Hellboy, you know, all these issues have gone by. This is the first time he's in hell, so this is kind of... Yeah, yeah. Because you were like, it's right in the name. Why am I so excited about him being in hell?
Yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Hellboy in hell. I mean, hell's in his name.
Yeah. You would think it would be a cakewalk.
They give you a lot in that issue, for sure. Huh? A lot of,
but yeah, they're definitely trying to, they're trying a lot. And it's a, I mean, I can't say that I'm disappointed because everything that they've ever done with Hellboy has been amazing. So
yeah,
even I'm excited for it. Huh? Even though right now it's a confusing time.
It is. It's a little dense there. They're calling on a lot of... Last issue, there was a big Charles Dickens time, which I know there's a lot of fans in the crowd.
Yeah.
real Dickens. Real Dickens heads, as they're known.
Dickens?
Real Dickensies. But this is, I think we get to see when Hellboy got his big stone glove on, which was really cool. So we're getting a lot of stuff. It does feel very important as opposed to some of the other stuff in this line of comics. And the art's stunning.
I loved this issue. I thought it was fantastic. I have no idea what the hell's going on.
Yeah,
I have no idea what the Hellboy's going on.
No fucking clue what the Hellboy's going on.
I hope that becomes a thing.
So you love it, but you have no idea.
No, I really enjoyed it. I really, really enjoyed it. I could tell what, like, I'm not a regular Hellboy reader, but when I do, I love it. I loved it a lot more than the first issue of Hellboy in Hell, for sure. But, yeah, they gave you a lot. I mean, that scene in the arm and scene, like, where he's like, this is where you were born. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And he's just like, I don't care.
I was born in hell.
And he's like, I don't care.
I thought his date of birth was very specific. October 5th, 1617.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what the
Always remember your date of birth. It helps you out all over. I mean, for your personal
life. Well, I was born so long ago.
I know, exactly.
I don't even remember.
You shared a birthday. As your shoes pointed out when you stepped on stage.
I'm so old, my social security number is 23.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you like that one, huh? You like that? You like those?
Thank you, Boothman.
That's an actual joke.
That's you're so old.
Do you love those bureaucratic?
It's older than I am.
Oh, I know. You originally wrote it. let's move on with another comic. My pick for this week: Adventure Time with Fiona and Cake, number one.
Yeah. Boothman loves it.
Busted.
I'm curious. So, I was curious when I read this, what drugs the writer and artist were on.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Aren't they on?
Yeah, Adventure Time has become.
Because there's some glue sniffing going on there. There's some psychedelic stuff going on there.
Adventure Time is a cartoon TV show on Cartoon Network, and it's been a comic. I think the 11th issue comes out tomorrow, and this is a spinoff based on an episode of the TV series where they flip the genders of the main characters, and it's the TV show is amazing. It's one of the like richest mythologies, and this sounds crazy, on TV right now. No, honestly, like it's a set. There's all these like very subtle clues. It plays out. It's super smartly written, and it's also crazy and funny and amazing. And this comic, the comic based on Adventure Time is very much like the cartoon. This is a much more sort of artistic take on it, and I really, really like this issue.
I know nothing about Adventure Time, but I read this before the show, and I want to call attention to this panel where I guess the one character is trying to cheer up the other character, and he goes, you want me to do that thing where I make myself look like a big pile of doo-doo? And she goes, yeah, that's pretty cute.
Boom.
So there you go. Adventure Time. I loved it, actually.
There you go, Adventure Time.
Having never seen anything or read anything.
Pay attention,
awesome.
Kids. Role play for later.
Yeah.
That's boudoir, you know what I'm saying? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Oh, when you say boudoir, no one knows what you're saying. That was your time during the French Revolution.
I saw your
cameo in Les Mis, the character. Yeah, it's amazing.
Wasn't that great?
Yeah,
it's great. Wasn't that great?
Really good?
Yeah. Neil, you've lived forever. Did you like this, Pete?
Yeah, this is just tripped out fun. It's really...
You liked this?
Yeah, it's very
Holy
imaginative.
Shit.
I also like how there was a whole page of swords. Like, if we're going to go on an adventure, we need a sword. And then it's like a cupcake sword. And
fishbone sword. Sure,
fishbone, exactly.
Let's call out some of those swords.
A sword of birds. My favorite is the kitty litter sword.
She's worried that there's poop in the kitty litter
sword. And later they say, like, does the kitty litter sword have poop on it? And then the cat says, what? Why would I touch my own poo?
Which is, right?
When you're going on an adventure, that's a great thing to start. Just start there. Don't touch your own poo.
Words to live by.
Yeah. excellent. Great comic. Pick this up if you like a little adventure. And let's move on with the fourth comic we're going to talk about.
You know, interestingly, I think Shakespeare said that first.
Yeah, I know. You guys were roommates in college.
He's not that old.
Huh?
He's a young man.
Yeah, I know, he's not that old. He's a young man. Though he did say Levi's like it was like a hot ticket item.
He's like, Levi's.
Yeah, Levi's.
501.
501. The oldest, the first
Straight
jeans they ever
button
came
fly.
Up with. Wow, button fly. That's a hip fly right there. Yeah. Let's move on with a comic that is destined to split us apart.
Yep.
Amazing Spider-Man number 700.
Oh, no.
The death of Peter Parker from a couple weeks ago.
Stop your
Shit's
clapping.
About to go down.
Stop your clapping.
Now,
stop it!
This has been a long time coming. There's been a lot of hype about what was coming up for Spider-Man, Superior Spider-Man launching. They clued in that it's not going to be Peter Parker. We saw him die in this issue, and it is a spoiler, but you guys already all know.
Well,
this,
wait,
I'm
did
sure.
you see him die technically?
Well, you saw his consciousness. Let me explain this. So, Dr. Octopus is a doctor who has tentacles grafted to his back. He is very angry all the time. He and Spider-Man, who is a man who was bit by a spider, is
right.
a boy who became a man. And that is he ended up having his wife taken away from him by the
okay,
devil, but
okay.
now he's
science.
Single and he's moving on.
Science.
He's been fighting with Dr. Octopus.
Shut
who's
the fuck
had,
up.
Okay. So, his consciousness... was in Dr. Octopus's body, and there's a story how that got there, which I won't tell. Dr. Octopus' consciousness is in Peter Parker's body. And the twist here is that he is going to be a better Spider-Man, be a better hero than Spider-Man ever was.
But he's an evil dude.
Right,
but he's an evil dude, but he has sort of sworn. And what I loved about this issue is, like, I bought it. The way he does it, Peter Parker sort of... convinces his greatest enemy
to
be
talking,
good.
Justin, you're going to give him an aneurysm.
Yeah,
no,
I know.
Too,
fuck, I'm
fuck,
trying to drive his consciousness
he,
out of his
you,
head.
Fuck you, man. This
he is standing up really and serious. Yelling
Pete, you're
at
gonna
Justin.
You're going to scuff your slippers. You're going to scuff up your slippers.
All right, first of all, this
yeah,
is...
Yeah, move a, your beers.
This is a...
In case you get mad and start swinging.
No. This is an $8... piece of shit is what this is.
And don't
it's,
touch your poo.
It's
as
like
don't
you do. Dan Slott said, you know what? Fuck you.
Pete, we like Dan Thank, Slott.
Yep,
Dan
he's
Slott's
gonna be on our amazing, show on Saturday.
Dan Slott's an amazing
You're
person.
You're gonna see him
and
in
an amazing writer. Yeah. But he's wrong here.
Do you think he's gonna listen to this before coming on your
I
show?
Hope
I
not.
Certainly hope not.
I hope not, Dan. I'm sorry. There's no way. There's no way he listens. So
he does listen.
No,
he does.
He's way too important. So first of all, okay, we for a fucking 699 issues for all of Spider-Man, it's been like, hey, this guy's a hero. He's fighting for all these people, and for that whole fucking time, Doc Ock, you've been convincing us is fucking evil. All right, so then they do the fucking mind switch.
Fuck.
Awesome, right? Great. The old mind switch.
Pete,
what a great move.
Use your words.
I can't. I'm so fucking angry.
Fuck.
So they do the mind switch. So then Spider-Man is now in this decrepit old body of Dr. Octopus.
So let me stop you real quick. You're just saying the same thing I did, but swearing more.
Yes. He's got one move left. His one move, right? So he sends a little drone to Spider-Man. And fucking, he goes for the death touch on the back of the head, which is metal, and it's been metal the whole time.
No, you put a trick. It's a trick.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever. Fuck you. Like, what? Don't give me this half-hearted effort if it's fucking not going to work.
Six times you said fuck or fucking.
Yeah, thank you.
I think it was more.
I'm just so angry that now we have to read a comic book where the goddamn evil villain
well,
is the hero.
You don't have to read it.
Well, you're right, because I'm not going to. That's a good point.
Yeah, you probably
yeah,
are.
Supreme, no, you cannot make me read Supreme
It
Spider-Man.
Comes out tomorrow, happen. And we're talking to Dan Slott about it on Saturday.
Well, I'm not going to read it.
Boy, that's going to be a weird interview.
Yeah.
Weird interview.
Awkward.
Yeah.
I just, why would you think that that's okay? Like, why would you think that I'm just going to make the bad guy, and now the bad guy's going to be like, you know what, I've been trying to kill everybody, but now that...
Let me see if I can convince
and,
you.
And, oh, by the way, I'm going to fucking make out with MJ and make her say, you've hit the jackpot, Tiger. Yeah. Fuck you! Fuck you!
Wow.
Don't
Don't pull any punches,
Pete. Tell us how you really feel.
This is the we rehearsed this. This took a while to get him at this calm level. Well, let me convince you. Peter Parker, in his origin, he let the great power and great responsibility. He lets the burglar go. The burglar kills Uncle Ben.
And that's I'm familiar with it.
I know, and that's what drove him to be a hero.
Right.
So you could say that Dr. Octopus's career as a but just
evil.
Let me finish.
He wasn't evil before that.
Well, Peter's life flashes before Dr. Octavius's.
Yeah, we flashed through Doc Ock's life, and he like just was like he was everyone was mean to him, and he was a nerd, and they have similar qualities. So anyway, so all of Dr. Octopus's career as a villain is sort of like Peter letting that burglar kill Uncle Ben, and then so Doc Ock is learning.
Don't you get on his side?
I can't tell what they're doing. They're booing or
booing you. They're booing you.
And so I think
disagreeing strenuously extreme prejudice.
Yeah, in that way, I think this is just a heightened version of the Spider-Man origin, and so it sort of follows that a villain could become the hero that Spider-Man is.
But now he's superior.
Yeah, right. He's better. Why?
I don't know.
He's a little kid. He's smarter, claws in his fingers, so he can really grip the brick.
What, is that what they're calling it these days?
Yeah, grip the brick.
What I did like about this issue is the whole time you're waiting for Peter to, you know, save the day, to
save
make it right.
Save the day, right.
You know, and then I like that Marvel was bold enough to not have Peter save the day and that we're going to try something new. It probably isn't going to last long.
Yeah, but
dude,
why
relax.
Try something new
it's
with
gonna
something...
It's going to get canceled. It'll be okay. it turns out his consciousness took over the whole time. It'll be fine.
There's definitely... Okay. They're out
they
in the story.
They kill off everybody and they bring him back. Who gives a shit? He's gonna be gone for a year or two, and then Peter Parker.
For a year, hopefully,
you're
we get a
jaded
we get a year
young man.
Of interesting
jaded
story.
Old man,
okay, yeah, that's right.
Jaded old man.
Hopefully, for a year, we get something new.
I'm excited. Like, it's a new story. It's an interesting take, and I think it's within the world, as I was explaining, of Spider-Man. I think it's good.
I think Dan Slott knows
you're
what he's doing.
Entitled to a shitty opinion.
I don't think that's how that old phrase goes. Let's move on to my favorite section because you guys make it up. It's our audience questions. And for that, we're going to turn it over to Boothman.
I'm nervous about this section because they're friends of the crowd.
Yeah, they're going to destroy
you. Do you have a giant Madman tattoo on the inside of your arm? I just noticed that.
That is awesome.
That's badass.
Huge Ulrich fan.
You what?
Huge Mike Ulrich fan.
Yeah.
Guys, this is my turn.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Boothman's talking.
Did you see this tattoo? It's gigantic.
No, Boothman's talking.
Shut up.
Let's turn it over to Tattoo Arm. Go for it, Boothman.
It's not my name. All right. So, Happy New Year, everybody.
Oh,
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. So, in a perfect world, JGL, Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Cool. Thanks for the translation.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Oh, you wouldn't have gotten that.
Shut up.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Junior Green Lantern, got it.
So in a perfect world, JGL has Star-Lord or Nightwing, but then the person wrote, or both, which is a perfect world, because in a perfect world, he's doing everything.
Yeah. Well, we are going to talk about this.
A younger Bruce Willis.
There's some news that we're going to talk about in a second about JGL himself, but let's answer this question specifically. For JGL, Nightwing or Star-Lord? What do you guys say?
I guess I would go Nightwing.
Nightwing.
Yeah, I don't know why. I'm going to leave it at that.
Well, he looks like Nightwing.
Yeah, that would be
good enough.
You're a huge Dick Grayson fan.
I am. So I feel like that his name is Robin John Blake. Is his name in the Batman movie?
Oh, I don't know.
No, I think you're right.
No, I can't. Yeah. I can't endorse that.
You can't endorse it.
I think that I think
because his name's not Dick Grayson.
Yeah. Well, Nightwing is Dick Grayson. I think that if they do this Justice League movie and they try to carry on something from the Nolan movies and make him Batman, that I would buy.
You'd rather have him be Batman?
Batman is supposed to be Bruce Wayne, but I mean, if you're going to make it all part of the same world.
I'm hoping it's separate.
I can see that.
Yeah, I think I want it to be separate as well.
I do too. I'm just saying if there's a connection.
Yeah. Pete, you're a huge Joseph Gordon-Levitt fan.
Huge, yes. Star-Lord, big time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How come?
Oh, man. I mean, he's just a natural Star-Lord. You know what I mean? Like, when you think the Levitt, you think Star-Lord.
Usually.
The Levitt.
Yeah.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, when the levy breaks, you go Star-Lord.
Huh?
I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah. I think he's a better Nightwing. He reminds me of Nightwing. And I feel like Star-Lord, especially in the more modern Guardians of the Galaxy, since that's where he exists, is a little bit older and more grizzled. I think he's been through some shit.
What about Starman?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt has been through some shit.
Yeah, I know. Starman? No, he's not. Not even grizzled to play Starman. Wow. I don't think.
Who is you?
I mean, yep. That's the role I was born to never play. I think.
Great.
Who asked that question? You're gonna get some free comics, Pete. Woo.
Wait, what do you think the answer is?
Both.
Yeah. All right. And wow, he's right. That was a loving sigh you just let out when you for a moment.
Reluctant choice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next question, Boothman.
What is the geekiest thing you got over the holidays?
Oh boy.
Geekiest? Oh, I collect original comic art, and my wife spoiled the shit out of me. I got a Why the Last Man page, American Vampire page.
We're going to rob
Essex
you.
County page.
Yeah. Where do you live?
Yeah.
That or I probably got a couple TARDISes. Maybe a Sonic.
You got a couple TARDISes?
Yo, if you're in my apartment, you can't turn your head without seeing at least one.
And you can't get out because you're in one.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't even watch that show.
Yeah.
Why do I know this?
Sleep in a TARDIS. I actually watched the first episode of Doctor Who I've ever seen over the holiday.
Really? What episode?
It was the one where it's called The Next Doctor.
Okay.
And he's...
Okay. Wow. Everybody's...
Is that a bad one? It's not a good first episode?
Not a good first episode.
There's a nice... The hot air balloon and the giant robot dude.
I mean, did you dig it? Were you into it?
I thought it was all right. Yeah. The voice goes really high.
Elvin!
It wasn't bad! Yeah.
It was amazing.
Pete, geekiest thing?
Well, obviously, I just got Punisher slippers. So
hard to beat that. Yeah. Hard to trump
but
that.
I would like to say I did give my niece and nephew, I gave one of them a Batman wool hat. When he pulls it down, it like it looks like his face is Batman. It's pretty sweet. And
what?
Then I...
Dangerous.
Gave my niece a Wonder Woman one, so... Fucking! It was great because like
a tiara.
Everybody was taking pictures of like all the presents of that open. It all I was doing was taking pictures of that with it. Yeah. I was like, "All right, say I'm Batman.
Say my parents are dead."
Wow. Oh, man. Really?
And they were like, "Please don't come
and
back."
And then
for
my brother was like. He was like, kids, go to your room.
Yeah. We have to talk
Pete's
to Pete.
Being weird.
Yeah, Uncle Pete's being weird again.
Pete, let me take your mask off. Then Neil, do you have any geeky things you got?
Well, I'm Jewish, so I don't really do Christmas.
All right.
I said holidays. Jeez.
Holidays.
Shut the fuck up, Boothman. Nobody's fucking talking to you. Jesus, he asked me.
I'm sorry.
Careful.
Respect your elders.
Yeah. Careful, sorry.
I'm actually like a million years old. So.
He only took half of his pills this afternoon.
I actually, you know what, I was very excited about the hardcover complete Calvin and Hobbes collection.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah.
Very nice.
Which joins my complete Bloom County collection on the show.
Yes.
So wow. You mentioned Family Circus before.
Yep.
And I actually want to shout out, I now have the complete Bloom County, the complete Calvin Hobbes, all hardcover, like really, yeah, collected. I'm very excited to actually sit down and crack them open.
I'd like to join you if that's okay.
Too late, man.
Together, you guys.
You had your moment. You lost it.
Oh, wow.
You had to be a smartass. Lose your privileges.
It's those pills.
Yeah,
it's those pills.
Sometimes they look like candy. Sometimes they don't.
Justin, what about you?
Oh, wow. Way to turn it around. I don't think I got anything geeky.
Oh, no! Oh.
Did you get anything? This Good Robot shirt you got today.
Yep.
Oh, yeah!
That probably is. I'm wearing it underneath my formal wear here.
There you go.
I'll tear it. Yeah, this is as formal as I get. I'll tear it off a little bit later on.
You know, I don't remember him being nearly as interactive when we were at the pit.
Well, no, he's changed. everything in evolution. So who asked that question? We have some free comics for you as well. Great question. And Boothman, let's get another
question.
What should Marvel's New Year's resolution be, and what should DC's be?
Another good question.
Ship all your books on time.
Well, Dicks. You're actually friends with John Cassaday, so he's to blame for a little bit of that.
Well, he is and he's not.
Okay.
I will defend John Cassaday here. I will defend John Cassaday here because he says, look, give me a certain amount of time to draw it. And they say, great, we'll give you this amount. He said, well, no, I asked for this amount. And they don't give him and then they put the stuff out before he's done with it. So, I mean, they push it and then eventually...
They shoot themselves in the foot.
Yeah. I mean, they know how fast he goes and they solicit the stuff anyway.
Yeah.
and then it comes out late, and everybody gets pissed at John.
Hmm.
Huh.
John is not the world's fastest guy.
Yeah.
That's Barry Allen. But
I mean, he's consistent.
I mean, he cranks out a page a day, and you know, it takes him 5-6 weeks to get the thing done, and then that's it.
Yeah. More like cast a day, more like cast a week. Am I right?
Zing.
Oh, man.
I was thinking of that while you were talking, so I didn't listen. What do you think New Year's resolution for?
DC, I'd really love to see Jeff Lemire get put on some better books.
Interesting. Well, he's coming on.
He's knocking out of the park right now.
He's coming on Green Arrow.
He's so good. I just wish they'd put him on some things that are more mainstream so that everybody knows how great Jeff Lemire is.
Yeah, like Green Arrow? It's also great that he's, you know, paying attention.
So good. You're talking about Green Arrow. Did I say that?
Yeah, you did.
Well, he's going to be in Green Arrow.
No, I know.
Yeah, as of 17,
is it Green Arrow?
Yeah. Coming up. Green Arrow. So there are a lot of green characters in this.
What is happening right now?
Pete, what are your resolutions? For
yeah, exactly.
Not yours. I don't want to know.
Don't keep.
How do you feel about Spider-Man?
Swear more.
Yeah, I would hope they stop fucking with Spider-Man. He's the greatest character, and they keep fucking with him. Yeah, I don't know, man.
So that's your for Marvel.
No, I'm very happy with, you know, the comics we get to read, and it's fantastic. The only thing I would like is, I don't know, cheaper.
A lot of $3.99 books out there right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that?
A lot of $3.99 books right now. It'd be nice to get some more $2.99.
I also, you know, I would like to throw this other thing out for DC is that one of the problems I had with the relaunch, the DC, the New 52.
Mm-hmm.
Was they gave the guys who were responsible for having to reboot the thing in the first place were now responsible for launching the whole new thing, and they got these shitty writers doing some of these books that I won't even read anymore because it's like characters I love won't read them because they keep going back to these guys who ruined comics in the 90s.
Whoa,
I don't
want
to mention name by name because that's not fair, but there's a couple of them in the stacks you're giving out I happen to notice. Why is this guy still
really turning your gunfire on?
Who's still paying these
guys,
people to write?
I like the comics. I hand them out. I hope it's
quite. That's quite an indictment. That's like being at a party and being like, wait a second, this Kool-Aid's full of poison.
Well, I wasn't handed any comics.
Oh, man.
So I can insult the comics that he's handing out to other people.
It's not the coolest move.
Well, I'm old and crotchety. Right?
Certainly. Sure. Crotchety.
That's an old word.
Yeah, I know. I think Marvel has their books are selling so well.
Marvel now?
Yeah. So I don't know. I thought Marvel had a really good year. It's funny, the DC books that are like Batman is amazing, sort of top of the game. I feel like taking more risks on the other books and like really pushing the story because they launched the whole line, but then it seems a little like it's wandered into the wilderness.
I'm a little worried about Vertigo and what they're doing. That I mean, they do amazing stuff with it. It just sucks that sometimes a lot of the amazing books don't sell well, and it gets frustrating, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
That's like how like amazing people aren't popular. Sometimes.
Is that hitting close to
home?
Is that what
you tell yourself?
Yeah.
That's what we all tell each other on this show.
I don't know what to say.
Who asked that question? We have some free comics for you as well. Oh, right. Wow. Two questions. Real hot shot in the
this
front
is where
row.
He gets his comics.
Boothman, do you have another question?
I have many other questions.
Okay, hit him up. Let's.
Oh, well, do we have any more prizes?
Oh, yeah, we have one more prize.
Okay, great. Will Spider-Man's soul, and I guess / consciousness, come back in the form of Octopussy or Madame Web Pussy or something?
Well, clearly a big comic fan wrote this question.
That's a pretty lowest common denominator question.
Do not discriminate.
Unlike
him. Some people.
Like Michael.
Ian Boothman.
Okay, great.
Like this guy. He was racist before, maybe.
I think, yes. They at the end of Amazing Spider-Man 700, the door is left open for Peter Parker's consciousness to regrow inside his body.
This is a fucking ridiculous conversation.
It's science. It's going to be okay.
It's science, man.
You just don't get it.
Pete, I put a little piece of my consciousness in the bottom of your brain, and I'm slowly growing in there as well.
Science.
That is an awful thought.
One day.
Science.
One day
I won't be able to sleep, and then I'm going to shoot myself in the back of the head.
That's terrifying. Yeah. Well, you have a little metal hood there that is going to protect you.
I've had the whole time.
great. Who asked that question? We have some comics for you, and then I think we have to go to a speed round. Huh?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right, speed round. So first answer is right.
Cool.
What did you think of Happy Number 3, Redeeming, or Too Little Story Too Late?
Oh, interesting.
I thought it should have been number 2.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I thought it read like a number 2.
What? Wait, what?
My favorite part about that, really, is good. I thought they were going to kiss.
Me too.
You know what sucks?
That would have been amazing.
You know what really sucks? I thought we were going to kiss.
Yeah, I know. Well, that answer was definitely correct.
How many copies of Hitch do you own?
How many copies of Hitch?
I own 37 copies of Hitch.
You're a huge Hitch fan.
I've never seen the movie.
Yeah, right.
Never once.
All right.
Pete loves Hitch.
If Boothman had a sidekick, what would be his or her name? What would the costume be like?
Did you ask this question, Boothman? Yeah.
Their name would be Friend, and they can look like anything.
Oh. That's adorable. Oh.
Wow. Look into
the man.
Yeah.
Sad we're doing to like
last one. Last one.
Last one.
What's up with the crow's nest on Johnny Depp's head in the Lone Ranger trailer?
Yeah, right.
The crow.
Seriously.
Well, it's you created
the
Lone
racist
Ranger,
over here.
Oh, come on.
No, not right. Racist.
No, you created the Lone Ranger.
You created
the
crow.
Wait, is that what the R stands for on your shirt?
Yeah.
Racist, yeah.
All right.
I feel really bad that people are going to listen to this like, that guy.
Who is this Michael guy? He's such a fucking racist.
Oh, no.
Why does comic book
tonight, why does he hate all people of color?
Yeah. Okay.
All people.
Just going to let it happen.
Yeah, no. Let it ride. It's okay. We'll move past it. He's going to fall asleep in a second.
It's past my bedtime.
Yeah,
I'm usually in bed at 8 o'clock.
Yeah,
you know.
8 o'clock.
Sorry. The crow's nest, I don't know. I haven't seen this, so I don't know what it is.
You haven't seen the trailers?
I have not. I've not seen this trailer.
Oh, my God. It's so messed up.
Why?
You watch the trailer, and you're like, are you fucking serious?
Why? Because he has crazy hair?
It's very racist.
No, it's not just the crazy hair. Like, you can't believe that this is a fucking actual movie and that Johnny Depp is playing Tonto. It is so fucked
I'm
up,
kind of with you on that.
He's sort of like...
It was weird.
It's kind of like blackface a little, you know?
A little
not a Native
really
American.
Which is why Michael hates it.
Well, no.
You think he'd be
pro
blackface,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really into it.
All right, now we're getting confused.
Great. Let's close up the audience question bag.
Never to be reopened.
And move on to a section called The Week in Geek.
Yeah.
Let's talk about geeky stuff in pop culture. So to the Joseph Gordon-Levitt fan in the crowd, it was announced
and
today.
And there's only one.
And there's only one or perhaps more. Is that he was just cast in the Sin City sequel today. I think today that news broke. So he's not going to be playing Star-Lord in Guardians of the Galaxy officially. So personal apologies.
Yeah.
No, you said that. You said he was the natural Star-Lord.
Natural choice.
Yeah. Heartbreaking. They also announced that Josh Brolin's going to be replacing Clive Owen, the Clive Owen character, and Christopher Maloney from Law & Order will be in the movie as well. Are we excited for this movie?
I was until you said that shit.
Well, you don't like Chris. You hate Christopher Maloney.
No, I just, I like Sin City and I like the guys playing the parts. So when you fuck with that, it's a little upsetting.
There's a little bit of a story justification. There was some. He has facial reconstructive surgery in between the two stories, so it's.
Oh, it's totally fine.
Yeah,
it's like when they tried to.
Why didn't you say so?
That's science.
Yeah. Well, that's in the comic.
Yeah, it's in the comic.
Oh yeah, of course it is. I know.
Did you like it in Looper when Joseph Gordon-Levitt did like a Bruce Willis impression?
No, that was pretty bad.
You didn't like that either.
No, I just
didn't. So you don't? I don't think you like acting then.
Yeah. I thought they could have done without the implants in the face. Like, just say you're a fucking young Bruce Willis and done.
Yeah, he should have started the movie turning the camera and say, "I'm a young Bruce Willis."
Yeah, exactly.
Let's travel through time.
Let's travel through time.
Original catchphrase. What, are you guys excited for Sin City? What's the full title? A Dame to Kill For?
Dame to Kill For.
Yeah.
No.
Not at all.
Really?
No,
it's co-directed by Robert Rodriguez and Frank Miller.
Was the first one.
Yep.
And I wasn't crazy about the first
one. What are you fucking talking about?
Great.
I'm talking about I wasn't crazy about the first one.
It's a fantastic movie, man.
Says you.
Yeah. And a lot of people.
Yeah. And they're entitled to their opinion.
All right, Jets and Sharks. You can finish this later.
I think I'm ready for Morrison City. For sure.
You like it.
Yeah,
you're excited.
I'm all on board. That's going to be great.
Well, did you like Spirit? Spirit was like Sin City, too.
Oh, cool off, Pete. You're losing ground here. Guillermo del Toro confirmed there's going to be a Justice League Dark movie that he's just working on the outline for the script. And I don't think this may come out before the Justice League movie.
What?
They're calling it Dark Justice.
It's called Dark Justice.
Right. It's going to confuse people who don't read comic books, I think.
It's going to confuse people who do read comic books.
He won't reveal who the writer is.
I hope it's not like Cry for Justice, where the whole time they're like, Dark Justice!
Yeah.
It's going to be Constantine and stuff like that? Or like
Constantine, Etrigan.
Swamp Thing,
Etrigan.
Yeah.
See, I love Guillermo del Toro. I'm into all those characters.
I feel like no one outside of comics really knows these characters, so they're going to have to sell as like, look, it's weird people. Look at all these weird people fighting crime.
Come on, people know who Swamp Thing is.
No, no. Who
are
knows?
You talking about? People know.
This is not a sample of regular people.
The world.
No offense,
That's
but you're not your average.
That's the most regular looking people I've ever seen in my life.
Let me ask you, when you're on the bus, like, sleeping and stuff, with some of your folks...
I'm sitting in the senior citizen section. Yeah. Handicap.
Yeah, yeah.
Please get up for a senior
and
handicap person.
And you're reading something. Is there, like, an older woman, like an octogenarian, lean over and said, hey there.
Well, first of all, it's tough to both be sleeping on the bus and reading the comic book.
Well, but I figure after you read a couple panels,
when
you
I wake
fall
up
asleep.
And wipe the drool off my face.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I share the Swamp Thing with a lot of octogenarians. they move me with their cane.
Now that's a euphemism.
Wow.
Well, you know. I don't want to be indiscreet.
Yeah, no, please not. And I mentioned this earlier, the 2012 sales figures came out. Walking Dead 100 was the highest-selling book of 2012, and the rest of the top 10, I think all the way down to like the 15th book, were all Marvel comics.
What?
Yeah, Walking Dead, Uncanny Avengers 1, then Avengers versus X-Men 1 through 6, broken by Amazing Spider-Man 700 at number 4.
Piece of shit.
Then Avengers number 1, then all new X-Men, all the way down to the first DC book is number 17, Batman 13.
Wow.
Batman
is fantastic.
Batman's very good. And then in the 20s, it's mostly DC books, but... that's crazy. Why is that?
How cool is it that an indie book is at the top of that list, though?
Yeah.
I mean, that's really awesome.
Oh, it does have a TV show.
Do we really
show,
consider
though?
Walking Dead an indie book? Come
on, it's not as indie as you might think.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like
a bunch of comics. I mean, I guess. No, you're
right.
It's
not one of the big two.
Yeah, but the big two don't have, I mean, aside from Arrow, which is actually a pretty good show, I think.
Yeah.
Pete likes it.
Walking Dead, Walking Dead's the biggest show on television right now. So yeah. It's...
Fucking hooch. I can't wait for it to start back up, man.
Say hooch?
It's hooch. Fucking hooch.
That shit's hooch. Yo, great way to craft a catchphrase for yourself. Great. Well, that's it for the Weekend Geek. Now we're going to turn it over to Mr. Pete LePage for a little trivia.
Yeah. All right, guys. I hope nobody's too scared because I went on a crazy rant. So this is the part we give back to you, the lovely audience. Thank you so much for showing up. We really appreciate it. It's an opportunity to win $25 free in the gift card to Midtown Comics. Because if you had $25, let's face it, you'd spend it on comics, right? Yeah. Yeah. So who would like a chance to win $25? Simply raise your hand. I can't believe my voice is cracking. Yes, sir. Come on up.
I'm going to call shenanigans. I'm going to call shenanigans.
Come on up.
Let it ride.
No, it doesn't, sir. No, it doesn't. Here, someone give up their microphone.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Give me your mic.
Oh, God. Oh, jeez.
Give up that microphone.
You stand there.
I'm also related to him.
Ooh.
You know what? This could have been cool.
This would have been cool if you just played it. All right, sir, what is your name?
Robert Ragasta.
No, Robert.
Oh, you don't need to.
Man, Robert, people are going to think the show is rigged. All right. Robert, how this is going to work is I'm going to read you a question, listen to all three possible answers, get all three of them right, and you win $25.
Don't fuck it up!
There it is, $25 free. All right, here we go. How this is going to work is today's trivia is on This Week in Comics. Question number one. Yeah, you got this, dude.
Stay confident.
All right, here we go. In the all-new X-Men number 5, who saves Beast from near death? Is it A, a young Beast, B, evil Scott Summers, or is it C, Ram Man? So it's either A, Young Beast, or it's B. Yeah.
I'd like to poll the audience.
You're
this
not.
This isn't fucking this no, dude.
He is related to you. You're $25.
A is correct. Here we go. Question number two. In Daredevil, End of Days number 4, who does Ben visit in jail? Is it A, Bullseye, B, the Punisher, or is it C, Stinkor? So it's either A, Bullseye, or it's B! It's definitely not Stinkor.
Look to his shoes.
B is correct.
Wow.
All right.
Way to play.
Last question. Good luck, sir. And talent number 3. In what city do they want to rob a bank? Is it A, New York City, B, Gotham, or C, Snake Mountain? So it's either A, where we are right now, or it's B, which isn't really a city. I really got to spell this out for you?
Oh, man, this is a tough one.
Here, take the $25, asshole.
Wow.
You just made me so proud.
Wow. Nice.
You're related to that.
Nice job. Great. Another fine example of trivia. As we know, tomorrow...
Alex Trebek.
Wait, what was the answer
back
to the last one?
Was that?
Shit.
Yeah, we never found out the answer to the last one.
It's New York City.
Oh, great. As we know, tomorrow's New Comic Book Day, and of course we recommend going down to Midtown Comics, our sponsors for the show. Play cool, hotshot. Pete, what are you looking forward to tomorrow?
I'm looking forward to Walking Dead number 106.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
105 was super creepy and amazing, and
yeah,
I can't wait to see how this unfolds.
Yeah.
I think Carl's going to leave his dad and start hanging out with Negan.
He's a wild card.
That would be... He's a wild Carl. That's one way to go, but it's probably not the way they're going to go.
I love when I say things, and then you say them better.
Yeah, well, no, I say them worse. A man in the audience just, like, went limp when I said that. I'm looking forward to Dial H for Hero.
What?
I haven't read it. A lot of people loved it, and it was voted on a lot of people's list of best books of the year. I'm going to check it out.
Wow.
Number 8, I think, comes out tomorrow from DC.
That's great.
Jeez, audience killer. Sorry, I'm looking
Everybody
forward
hates
to
it. Book.
I know. Neil, what are you looking forward to?
I'm curious about the new Star Wars book coming out. I think it's somebody.
Oh, it's number one.
Number one. I think Brian Wood,
right?
Yeah. I like him a lot.
We interviewed him at New York Comic Con. He's been working on this for a long time, and he's very excited.
Yeah, so I'll probably pick that up. But I also I'm excited because the final issue of Infinite Vacation is finally coming out.
Yes.
And
another
I've been
great
for that
book.
For about
it's a great
year
book.
And a half, it feels like. So.
Yeah, it's a long time.
So, yeah. I'm glad you brought that Star Wars book because I've been looking forward to that.
Yeah. More like Cassie.
I haven't bought it yet.
Yeah, is that going to get cut off?
Star Wars number one?
His Star Wars book. I mean,
cut
it's
off?
Supposed to be ongoing, but if they lose their contract with if Dark Horse loses, right?
Well, I mean, it's sort of a separate deal. I think they would have to finish. I mean, it isn't ongoing, but there's sort of a grandfather thing. And yeah. I mean, it may obviously change, but I don't think it's not going to be like, well, here's issue 6, but it's only half done because of the contract.
Yeah, I hope not.
They'll work it out in a way where it's all figured out in a good way. And plug something before you go.
I already told you about the movie, so.
Well, plug it again.
Well, plug it again. That's how a plug section works.
Right, the movie's called That Thing with a Cat. Hopefully it'll be at the Tribeca Film Festival in April. And if not, then it'll be at another film festival, and I'll be back and plug it then.
Do you want to, do you have, a Twitter account you want to plug? Or?
No.
No?
I'm too old for a Twitter account.
Sure. Could you show the audience your phone real quick? Do you have it on you?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Okay, good. Just hold it up. And I'm going to explain to you guys what this is, because this is a phone that...
not an iPhone.
It's a slide phone. if you guys keep familiar with this, you may have seen one of these when you were in your cribs.
I was expecting a green screen or something.
Yeah.
But okay.
That's still pretty old. Oh, that's okay. It doesn't get email.
I can get email on this thing.
Nah, you don't get it though. You have to look it for it.
But I can still access
Michael.
Email.
Michael,
hey, you should be happy I have email. I'm so fucking old.
I know. I am.
It's an AOL account.
I can use one of those electronic telephones.
Yeah. That's called a computer. Let's, Michael, what are you looking forward to tomorrow?
I'm most excited about Sweet Tooth last issue.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm so excited, but I'm like super sad about it being over. I'm really glad that he already announced his next book, though, and it's a Vertigo book, right?
So, I just want to point out that he shook his fist when he said that.
So
he's
excited.
Super
dude,
sad.
I'm so you, excited. I'm really so responded. Sad that it's super over, but I'm super excited.
Yeah. Visceral reaction.
Yeah.
And plug some of your stuff.
All right, today, it came out on iTunes. We re-released The Human I Am. It's our EP. It's got acoustic stuff on it. Please go get it. Hey, I want to apologize for the price of it, though. If you already have the EP, only buy the songs that you don't have. iTunes
nice.
Wouldn't let us put it for anything less than $9.90. So if you have it,
it's
seriously.
It's a pretty good price, too, though.
No, but if you have it, please just buy the acoustic songs and tell us what you think. I really hope everybody enjoys it. We're really excited about it.
Awesome.
And we're back in studio now. We're going to have some new stuff out for you guys really soon. And if you're on Long Island, come to Fourth World Comics.
Great.
Yeah.
I just made so much money.
Yeah. Nice.
Which you're going to spend on comics.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And if you are interested in that album, then sit tight, because I think we're going to hear some songs from This Good Robot.
Right. Yeah. Hey, you guys want to come up here?
Bring up the band.
All right.
It's time to come up.
Dead
join
air
us,
on the podcast.
Join us on stage. Yeah, break
it's
stuff.
It's okay. It's
break stuff.
Now it's a concert. All right.
Yeah. It's going to turn like Blues Brothers are going to be throwing fucking shit.
I hope they edit this podcast.
No, we don't.
Ladies and gentlemen, This Good Robot!
Thanks, guys. We're just going to play two quick songs. This is called The Human I Am. It's about the zombie apocalypse, so pay attention. This song could save your life. Someone's got me tied up to a wall. Gotta get loose, gotta go off and save the world. If I can't break free, there's no saving me, and you're all doomed. I'll apologize. Of course you can't hear me anymore, so I dig down deeper, you fall. So much faster, but I promise I'll make this grab. If I lost you, I'd lose all the human I am. And now the dead are walking, we may have to run. Won't live out the night long enough to feel the sun. And she screams, someone save me, I just can't break free. They smell my brains, no, I beg and plead. Yeah, yeah, of course they can't hear me anymore. So I dig down deeper, you fall so much faster, but I promise I'll make this grab. If I lost you, I'd lose all the human I am. If I lost you, I'd lose all the human I all gone, but now you beg and plead. Yeah, of course they can't hear me anymore. So I dig down deeper in the fall, so much faster, but I promise I'll make this grab. If I lost you, I'd lose all the human I am. If I lost you, I'd lose all the human I am. your laser gun. Oh, okay, cool. This song is called Call the Police. You promised you'd always be true. You wronged me, can't stop loving you. Along with my trust, you stole all of my heart. And still I can't stop saving you. Right now, on the ground. Introduce yourself to the top.
Good robot! So good! So cool, guys.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, it was
dude,
great.
It was so... No, it was amazing having you guys.
We will definitely have you guys back. A couple things before we go. Pete?
Friend us on Facebook so you get to hear about all the amazing guests we have on the show. Also, check out the Big City Dare to Draw.
Follow us on Twitter at Comic Book Live. And we are doing a show on Saturday as part of the New York City Podcast Festival with Dan Slott, where Pete's going to regret everything he said tonight. And a comedian named Winston Knoll. It's going to be sweet. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a show. Put your hands together for Boothman.
Yeah.
Neil. Michael and This Good Robot.
Yeah, This Good Robot.
Midtown Comics. We're wearing the shirts. Midtown Comics. And of course, guys, thank you for coming out. We're here every Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Please tell your friends. Good night.
Thanks, everybody.